This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. First time up here in Morecambe. Beautiful Morecambe today, Tyson.
Yep, beautiful day here today in the bay. The tide's in and we've got 30 degrees sunshine, so welcome to Morecambe, Lancashire.
Yeah, I had a little walk around today. Most friendly people I've ever met.
I don't know, but it's a nice place. A lot of people are in a good mood today because of the sunshine, obviously.
Tyson, let me ask about your baby daughter. Obviously, a lot of difficulties at the start, but how is she? How's she getting on?
Yeah, she's all right. You know, I've had a tough time over the last month or so. So it's been hard for the family, but we're over it now, and she's 100% good now. So move on, and I can start training on that for the fight.
Yeah, a month away now on BT Sport box office.
What is it? A month on Saturday, is it?
That's correct.
So I've got about 5 weeks. Yeah, just under.
So just talk me through why you're basing yourself in Morecambe rather than Vegas.
Like I said, I had a lot going on with the baby, a lot with the pregnancy and that, and it's been a lot of stuff going on at home and stuff. So I needed to be here. You know, Paris couldn't cope on her own, so. I'm here now, so I'll go away in 2 weeks to go to America. Give me 3 weeks over there and I'll be okay.
Fair enough. And you got Sugar here, obviously adopted from Morecambe now.
Sugar just got in like a couple of days ago, Sunday. What day is it today? Wednesday, is it?
Wednesday.
Yeah, Sugar just arrived. We've got to work on some stuff. I know what I got to do. Been in this game long enough to know what I got to do.
Tyson, if we take it back to when the first fight was supposed to happen with Deontay, as in the third fight on July 24th, obviously COVID ruled you out, and I know a lot of your camp members got COVID as well. How was that, Tyson?
That's the second time I've had COVID now. I had it twice. I had it back off in the first lockdown when it first happened in this country, and then I got it then again. So it was what it was. COVID's no joke, that's for sure. I didn't feel as if I was totally dying or anything like that at that moment, but I wasn't going to get past to be able to fight because I was still positive. Mm.
There was a lot of talk around the time about people suggesting, oh, this fight's been pulled because of lack of ticket sales and stuff like that. What did you think about that, Tyson, when you were down with COVID?
I don't get involved in sheep's opinions, to be honest. It's just opinions of sheep. They don't matter to me at all. Zero.
For anyone who knows, you've got to declare in Nevada, Vegas. You can't just say you got COVID, you actually got to declare it.
Do you know what? I'm not getting into it. Whether people want to believe what they want to believe, it's entirely up to them. Mm. It's none of my interest, to be fair. COVID is it's no joke. We know that's killed a lot of people around the world, and people want to believe what they want to believe. It's up to them. I don't give a fuck what they believe, to be honest.
Fair enough, Tyson. We roll on October 9th. Deontay Wilder, Malik Scott been doing a lot of talking. What happens to Deontay this time around?
I don't know, you know, Deontay Wilder's a dangerous guy. He looks very motivated. He looks very determined to get his title back. And, you know, it's probably good timing for Deontay Wilder now. And, you know, I've had a lot going on in my life over the last month or so. And it really tests you as a human being, as a man, what you are doing in your life and what you want. You know, the most important thing for me is my kids and my family, and that's why I fight. I fight to provide them with a better life, and you know, it's I'm looking forward to the challenge of Deontay Wilder. From what I'm seeing, he looks good. He looks big and strong and in shape, and you know, I don't think that was his problem last time. He wasn't in shape or he wasn't strong last time, so we'll see. I know what I got to do. I got to knock him out, so that's what we're looking on doing.
Well, you did that last time. This time around, do you think we're going to see a different Deontay?
I'm hoping that we're going to see a different Deontay. You know, Malik's a very, very technical, skilled guy, and I'm sure he's teaching Deontay Wilder a lot of good stuff. It looks like he's trying to slip and slide punches and stuff, and hit the body a bit more, and move his head a bit, and he looks like he's learning. So congratulations to him.
Do you still rate Deontay as the second best heavyweight in the world?
Yeah, I think Deontay Wilder would probably knock out most people in the world right now. If they fought, it's just a pity that he has to keep fighting me and losing. Because it doesn't matter, like, someone like Wilder is a very dangerous customer. He closes the distance down quick and he's obviously a massive puncher. So, but if someone's got your number, then they've got your number. And it doesn't matter if you do 2 days training or 2 months training, the outcome's going to be the same because I have his number. Hmm. And that's what counts.
Tyson, I want to come on to your interview with Gary Neville that's been doing the rounds.
Yeah.
You had some.
I think it was just released yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a little clip. I think released yesterday. 4-1 will come out. How was it firstly with Gary?
Yeah, good. Gary's a nice guy. He came here to the beach here in Morecambe Bay again. and we did it walking along the promenade. It was nice.
Yeah, obviously he showed you the clips of Joshua's interview that he did, and you responded, you called Eddie a southern something as well. Do you want to just expand on that, Tyson?
I've got nothing to expand on, really. There's nothing to say. Like, Joshua's got his opinions of me, I've got my opinions on him, and I'm sure we'll work it out when we meet each other.
Yeah, we hope
so. In the boxing ring, and, you know, until then, it's all sticks and stones shite.
When that whole arbitration case happened, and it was just a legal proceeding, there was a lot of heat put on your promoters, Bob and Frank, and yourself, suggesting you didn't really want to fight, you're ducking, all this kind of thing. I'm just going to put my opinion out there. It was a legal matter, and Wilder won. There's nothing really more you could have done. I think what people are saying is that you were speaking to the guys in Saudi Arabia, and you come out and said the fight looks like it's done, etc. From your perspective, what do you think about Eddie and Anthony saying you're ducking?
Again, it's just opinions of sheep, isn't it? You know, I'm not really interested in what they got to say. I got a much more dangerous man in Deontay Wilder than Joshua will ever know how to be. Joshua times 10 would never be as dangerous as Deontay, so it's all hearsay, it's all bullshit, because I've got a much more dangerous fight coming up, and he needs to concentrate on his own fight with Usyk, which is a dangerous fight too. So, and he knows he can be beat, knocked out by a smaller guy. People say, oh, he's got no chance because he's small and whatever, but Andy Ruiz wasn't the biggest guy in the world, and he knocked him out. So they need to concentrate on their own career and forget about me for a minute.
Also, Dylan White had a lot to say. Did you keep up with any of that?
I don't see it. Where's all this getting said at?
Okay, so a few weeks ago, when the fight was delayed from July 24th, Eddie Hearn come out and said, you should be stripped of your WBC championship and Dylan should box Deontay Wilder for the title.
Again, it's a lot of crap, isn't it? Why should I be stripped of my title? For what reason? Because of COVID. People have died in this world over COVID, so for some idiot to say I should be stripped for catching COVID is a joke, really. But again, it's something that I'm not here to get into. Eddie Hearn is Eddie Hearn, he's a boxing promoter. Frank Warren's a boxing promoter. Bob Arum's a boxing promoter. You know, I got the two best promoters in the world behind me, Frank Warren and Bob Arum. So the fucked if I give a fuck about Eddie Hearn, says some fucking idiot from wherever he's from. I don't care. None of my interest. And Dylan White can get it too whenever he wants it. You know, I've got a hit list this year. I'm going to knock Wilder spark out. Then I'll knock Dylan White spark out, and then I'll flatten AJ twice. And then they just pile them up. Really, it doesn't really matter. But that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to fight Wilder in October the 9th. I'll take Dylan White in December, and I'll fight Joshua in March, and then again whenever they want it after that. You know, they're all easy fights for me. Really, they're all just like, I'd like to say they're just dossers, not really very good, but that's all the competition I've got at the moment. Light years ahead of them all. It is what it is.
Okay. And you're feeling fit, strong, better than ever, Tyson, after COVID?
COVID's gone now. I believe it's gone anyway. Like, it was a long time. How long ago was it? I don't even know when I got it. July, was it?
Dev, do you know?
July, August, September. Yeah, it must have been 2 months ago or something. Yeah, a couple of months ago. I'm fine now, yeah.
Well, listen, you're looking fine, Fettel. I just want to ask you a couple of more things before we close off. Obviously, Tommy Fury, younger brother, made his US debut live on Showtime on a big bill. Did you catch any of it, Tyson?
Yeah, I watched the fight. Yeah, he done very well. You know, and Daniel Dubois did. They both did very well, you know, on their American debuts. I was very impressed, you know. Boxing's about getting over there, getting your job done and coming home in one piece, and they both did that, so congratulations, Tommy. Tommy did what he had to do, got his money, and now he's home and enjoying it. So isn't that what it's about? You're a prize fighter, you go fight for a prize, get your prize, come home, enjoy the spoils of war, and then go back at it again, you know. That's what boxing is.
Definitely. I think it was difficult for him, obviously, being a younger brother of the heavyweight world champion, going on Love Island, and he had a lot of fame going into it. But it looks like he's kind of creating his own journey, which is good to see.
Yeah, listen, he's doing his own thing. He's got 3.5 million followers on Instagram. He's probably more famous than 90% of the world champions out there. You know, so he's got a massive platform, and it's good. Like, a lot of people say all this YouTube stuff's crap, and they don't want to see all these people in boxing, but I'm a heavyweight champion. I'm the best fighter that's ever lived. And I like to see these YouTubers fight. I like to see it because it brings millions more eyes to my sport where I'm the master at. And people like, just general people who'd never watch boxing, would watch boxing because of the YouTube guys, the Love Islanders and TikTokers and all that. So I think the more eyes to boxing, the better. And it makes it better for the young fighters coming through. you know, if there's millions of people watching TikTokers and stuff, then they might tune in again to watch some real boxing later on in life. You know, so it's all good. It's all PR work for our sport. So anyone who don't like it is just jealous because they ain't making the money or they're not getting the views. So, and that's what it's about, jealousy. A lot of jealousy in this world, especially with people hating on others who's trying to follow their dreams and you haven't got the guts to follow their own. So, you know, I like to see all these people. Like, you got, like, Holyfield fighting Victor Belfort in a minute. Like, I'm looking forward to that. Holyfield's 60 years old, the other guy's 45. You know, why should we kill these people's dreams? Because they're having a go, like, they're getting fit and they're putting something, giving themselves a goal. Yeah, you know, I love watching Mike come back and fight, you know. I'd love to fight Mike Tyson in an exhibition. If the Dillon White fight don't happen, then I'd love to fight Mike in an exhibition. Tyson versus Tyson, you know, past versus present. And it's, you know, there's just so much fun to have out there in this game.
Just the last one on Tommy. I know Frank is really pushing for that fight with Jake Paul. Do you believe your brother just knocks out Jake Paul?
I think it's really unimportant what happens in them fights. Like, I believe Tommy can beat anybody that they put in front of him. But again, I think it's unimportant because they're getting paid that much and they're getting that much publicity out of it. This is no lose situation. Jake Paul has just come to boxing. He's done fantastic, and congratulations to him. And you know, he's doing very, very well. And Tommy's the same. Tommy's been around boxing all his life. He's a relatively young professional, and he's learning. But he's getting better with every fight, and he's doing very well. You know, he's earning lots of money out of the game. He's becoming very popular. And that's what it's about. It's not about getting your brain smashed in for nothing. It's about making as much money as you can while you can and enjoying it and enjoying your life.
Well, you mentioned Holyfield's fight this weekend. Have you seen your old mate Donald Trump's commentate on it?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. George Lockhart told me that Trump was going to commentate on it. So that's interesting. That's good for boxing as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. David Haye returns on that card. Thoughts?
Yeah, again, great for boxing, you know. All these older guys, now they see the likes of Mike Tyson, Roy Jones still at it, and now Holyfield's back, and obviously David's half the age of those guys, so I'm sure he can do it too, you know. Mm. He's always in great shape, he always looks good, and he can box. Obviously he's a former world champion. You know, good luck to him. Even the guy he's fighting, Joe Fournier, he's having his go, and he's getting a little bit of fame and publicity and whatever. It's all good for the businesses and whatever else, and at the end of the day, who are we to say, no, don't do that? Ain't nobody. We're just like, let everyone do what they're gonna do. Enjoy the game, enjoy the fun. There's plenty of bread to go around for everybody. You know, everyone's got to make a living, and that's it. Bang. Good job.
Well, we know your mate Billy Joe obviously has taken a bit of time out of boxing. We don't know what he's gonna do, but there's been potential talks of him fighting Chris Eubank Jr. He wants £5 million for that. Would you like to see that rematch?
Yeah, great rematch. You know, it was a close fight the first time. Obviously, they've both gone on. It was years ago. What was it, 2014 or something?
A long time ago, yeah.
November 14 it was. It was on the same card as me.
You and Derek, yeah?
Me and Derek too, yeah. It was a long time ago, and both fighters have come on since then. And yeah, that's a great British fight. I'd like to see it. Tune in and pay to watch it for sure.
Absolutely. And lastly, this Friday night, obviously Frank's got his BT card. Your two cousins, Levi and Josh Frankham, are on it. Just a quick message to them, Tyson.
Yeah, good luck, boys. Do the business. They're both boys train real hard, and you know, they're at the beginning of their young careers. Very young, like 2 and 3 fights, so you know it's a long road ahead. And you know, a lot of these young kids, they're training hard and dedicating their life to the sport, and that's what it's about, you know, grassroots level, coming up from the beginning, starting with nothing and making it all the way to the top. So big wide world out there for everybody to go and grab whatever they want. You know, life is an oyster, it's only what you make it. And it's just so much out there, potential for everybody to do something in their life and not just sit on their ass and dream about it. Get up and do something about it. You know, anything you want in your life, you can achieve if you just get out there and work hard enough for it, be in the right place at the right time.
Well, I know Josh and Levi will appreciate that message. WBC, lineal and number one ring magazine champion, appreciate your time today on IFL TV, and best of luck October 9th. All right, Tyson?
Thank you very much. All the best.